Now, Parliament has given Johannesburg Mayor Dado Morero 14 days to come up with concrete solutions to the city's ongoing water supply crisis. The disruption has been linked to infrastructure delay, financial mismanagement, high leakage losses, overstretched resources, the list goes on and on. Well, let's explore this in a little more detail. Portfolio Committee Chairperson Leonard Basson is with us. Mr. Basson, a very warm welcome. That 14-day deadline now from Parliament, what specific measurable steps are you expecting the mayor to report on?
Good morning to your listeners and good morning to you as well. Yes, they need to supply us with full detail on their water plans, their financials. We've got a huge concern over the 4 billion that was swept out of Joburg Water's account. And, you know, that is not in line with legislation. There was no adjustment budget to that. So we will wait now for his reports. Before we will receive his reports, we will have a meeting with National Treasury and the Auditor General, because we believe that what they've done is illegal. They cannot take money away that's been budgeted for. And then, as the mayor said, we use that money to pay salaries and pension funds and the water board. And if anything is left, we'll pay our contractors. So we also requested from them to give us a list of all the contractors they have appointed and the outstanding money on these contracts and a timeline when that money will be paid. And then we also requested them to give us a timeline when they will ring fence water and not use it for something else.
And if none of this information is forthcoming or you're not satisfied with the information provided, what's the next step?
Well, I think we won't receive the information as requested, so we will summons Joburg Water back to Parliament, and then we will have to look what consequence management we can apply to Joburg Water and Mayor even investigating, and we will have that discussion with National Treasury whether you can place Joburg Water under administration.
Do you think we're fast approaching that point where that could conceivably happen?
We will have to do something drastically because the people are suffering and there's just no urgency from Joburg Water. You know, they just promise people. And I must say that they've got an excellent turnaround plan and we all agree to the plan, but it's just the words written on paper because it's not funded. There's no funds available. And you know that if you know you've got 26.6 billion infrastructure deficit that you need to deal with upgrading your infrastructure, then you don't take away 4 billion and utilize it somewhere else in the metro.
The mayor at the weekend, Mr. Basson, saying that water supply has improved in the city. Do you believe him?
I don't believe him. I don't believe him. Saturday morning, we had a meeting on SABC and where he said that, and then the residents that was included in this debate said that it's just not true.
The mayor, while saying that water supply has improved, is talking against a backdrop of delays, aging pipes, illegal connections. As you interrogate this issue more closely, which, in your opinion, the committee's opinion, are of the highest priority and which would need to be actively addressed first?
Well, firstly, most of their reservoirs are leaking. They've got a water loss of 44.6%. That's their current non-revenue water in city of Joburg. It's 44.8%, and of which 33% of that water is just going down the drain into the ground. So you've got to fix that. The major problem is their reservoirs. There should be an urgent look at the reservoirs, how they can fix those reservoirs and seal those reservoirs. Joburg Water can pump as many water they want, as much water they want to into those reservoirs, and it will just leak out. It will never reach the residents. So the priority would be close down a reservoir, fix the reservoir, and divert the water from other reservoirs and fix the reservoir one by one. But that is the crucial that we would look at. And we will also, after our meeting with National Treasury, we'll see what means there is for us and what recommendations can we do to Department of Water and Sanitation. Because if we don't step in now, it'll become a bigger crisis. We're getting into a summer season and, you know, water evaporates and all that kind of stuff. But we really now need to take charge of this and make sure that if they can't fix it, We must get means to fix this.
At any point, are you engaging with the business community? Because this crisis that the city is facing now has a direct financial implication, doesn't it?
So we as a committee has not done that, but we intend to come to Joburg on the end of October. I know it's a month away, but that's unfortunately when we've got oversight time. We are coming to Joburg and then we will do that. Although I must say that the president has appointed a committee that is co-chaired by Dr. Sean Phillips of Water and Sanitation, and they are having discussions on a weekly basis with business as well as the residents and concerned groups within Johannesburg.
The mayor is also blaming former administrations for the crisis that the city finds itself in. What do you read into that?
Well, we know that this problem is ongoing for about 10 to 15 years. But that does not take the blame away, or you can't blame them. You are sitting in the driving seat now. You are taking away 4 billion out of that entity. It's not taken away 15 years ago. It's taken away this financial year when you are in charge. So, you know, although we know it's an ongoing problem, but you're not assisting to resolve this problem if you unfund that entity, that Joburg Water, to do the work they need to do. They have appointed contractors to assist them to fix these leaks, but they are not paying them. Those people have left the sites because they are not paid. So, you know, whether you want to blame previous administrations is irrelevant now, because what are you doing now? You are not paying your contractors. You are sweeping away money out of Joburg Water. You can't blame that on previous administrations, because it's something that you are doing at the moment.
Thank you very much indeed. That's the Portfolio Committee Chairperson for Water, Leonard Basson. I appreciate your time.